us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Talk Show. Welcome, everybody.
Goodness, man, you're so loud today. Why are you so loud today?
He's obviously feeling better.
Good Lord. I'm feeling better after that surgery. I almost forgot the most important person in here. Well, the second most important.
She's pretty important.
Yeah.
Keeps me on my toes.
Thank you so much.
Our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hello. They're going to make me cry.
Welcome, everybody. We would like everybody, to call in with any comments, suggestions, topics they want to talk about. And the number here is 530-605-4567. If you want to listen to us, you can go to KCNR1460.com, hit the live green button. And by the way, you can also go there and go to our archives for past shows where we talk about everything from narcissists to PTSD and many other things. Or you can listen to even on the radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook to Ask L, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews. Our sponsor is New Life Discovery Project, headed up by Tim. And we're going to let Tim tell you a little bit about the program. You there, Tim?
I am.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Lenny and Ron and L.
Hello.
So the New Life Discovery Project is a new program in town. We provide whole life services to people who are kind of alienated from communities and families because of addiction or coming out of incarceration, homelessness, just a host of other issues that they may be facing. So we try to help them find a new path forward and discover a new life.
And how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at 530-999-8345.
One more time.
And again, 530-999-8340. Or 45, excuse me.
Well, thank you, Tip.
Yeah.
Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Thank you for your support.
You.
Yep.
Okay, so thank you. Bye. All right, so before we start the show, I was just going to say, I suggested that we start the night off with what the hell, L? And L said, no, what the hell, we're not doing that. So what are we doing tonight?
Can we say that?
We can say that. That's approved. We can even say other words, too.
Ron, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to say that number that you've been rattling off. Close your eyes.
530-605-4567.
No, you're peeking.
He's peeking. You've been saying that number. It's the easiest number for 6 months, and you still...
Look.
I just wanted you to see if you could do it. Okay.
Okay.
I just made Ron feel ashamed.
I feel ashamed.
Which is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guilt. And shame.
Yep. That's our topic tonight. And I know we're making a little bit of fun. It's a little serious topic.
Yeah,
but,
serious.
We are going to approach the topic of shame tonight. But, you know, before we dive into it, we're going to clear up some differences in what we're talking about when we talk about shame. Because there is a type of shame, and I don't know, I might get some kickback on this, but there is a type of shame that is beneficial. That's not what our focus is going to be, but we're just going to touch on it a little bit, get that out of the way. And I bet you can guess what that is, Lenny.
Wow. Really?
I just put her on the spot.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, so, sorry,
Thank
Lenny.
Thank you.
I threatened to pull her into the show tonight. I wasn't kidding. so there is a kind of shame that is, you know, It serves a purpose in that it does keep us in line a little bit, and we don't want to be embarrassed, and so we will, keep ourselves in check from certain behaviors, because if we do something, we're going to feel ashamed. Or if we do that one behavior, I don't know, got anything off the top of your head, but it, you know.
Just wouldn't be appropriate.
There is a type of shame that we, it keeps us in line. So there's a little bit of a benefit to the kind of behavior that we, it'll help us avoid certain actions. So there, but that's not really what we're going into tonight. What we're talking about tonight is having toxic shame. And I don't know that that's a real word, but I, you know, I think that at a certain point, the kind of shame that we can take on, and I feel like shame and guilt are like two coats of paint. Can't
Absolutely.
Separate them. Shame and guilt go together, and I don't know which comes first. I would, you know, venture to say guilt. You have the guilt and then the shame when you're a child. You don't even know what you're feeling, but the kind of shame that we're talking about tonight is you can feel it in your bones. It's pervasive. It's palpable. You wear it. It's in you, on you, day in, day out. It's kind of a foreboding feeling. And it becomes a problem. We feel it so frequently that we really believe that there's something inherently wrong with us.
Absolutely.
There's a problem with us. There's something inherently wrong. And in some way, we're broken. All of the bad things that are happening to us, we deserve it. We brought it on. Has to do with our character defects. Something's wrong with me. I'm unfixable. I'm unhelpable. So, you know, these are the kinds of belief systems and feelings that this lives in our body. So we're going to talk about, where does this come, how do we end up with this? I mean, I know a lot of us can relate to having that, it's like a heavy coat you're wearing, this sense of shame and guilt, and it's just there. We don't question it, we just have it. And so, you know, where does it come from? Where does this shame that we carry come from?
Trauma, I would say.
Exactly.
Trauma.
Yep. Yes.
And I think it's because, as we were discussing earlier, the individual is traumatized perhaps during a period of time in their life when they don't even know it, and they're too young to know really what's going on when they're being a victim and being traumatized. And later on, as this thing unfolds and becomes the guilt and shame, it's happened to them. They don't understand why. They just have developed this guilt and shame that they wear.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, you wear it everywhere because it's embedded in your psyche. It's really like you wear it.
It defines you.
It does define you. But not only that, you're wearing it in your nervous system because there's a cascade of chemicals that go along with that
right.
guilt and shame. And anxiety is a part of that guilt and shame. You have anxiety for the fear of being abandoned because of this shameful person that you
right.
are. And there's anxiety around it. And so... you're spot on with the trauma, and typically the trauma is something, it's a story that we've told ourselves that we've come to believe because I call them the professionals in our lives, told us a story, or the circumstances led us to believe that a specific story was true. When I say the professionals in your lives, I'm talking about primary caregivers, parents, teachers, relatives, siblings, these
coaches, pastors,
people that we don't have the power to question them when we're little. We don't have the innate ability to cognitively decipher whether or not what they're saying is true or
we
not.
We trust them. They're people we trusted.
Yep. And we believe in them. And so then what we end up doing is we end up believing that this person that's taking care of us, why would we be hurt by this person?
Exactly.
Why is this person, you know, doing this to me? There must be something wrong with me. So we struggle to make sense of it. It doesn't make sense. We can't make sense of it. And because we can't make sense of it, you know, we can't understand why somebody that is supposed to take care of us and love us and protect us is doing something hurtful like this to us.
So then we think it's our fault.
Yeah, we take it on.
Yeah.
As I'm bad.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to stop there, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Take a break. All right.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of North State on North State Now.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, and good evening. I'm Elle.
And this is Ron Lynn, co-host to the Ask Elle Stock Show.
Almost.
Welcome. I'm not going to forget this time. Our co-host.
Yes.
Lenny. The co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. Hi.
She is the most. She's awesome.
She is the most.
Oh, thank you.
She makes the show.
She paid $20 to say something nice to the show.
I'm getting to where I can't afford to be here.
Next week it'll be $30.
She can't afford to be here. I just got that.
Well, if you just tuned in, we have a couple callers actually waiting up to talk to us, but we would like you to call in and give us your suggestions, input, whatever you want to say, at 530-605-4567. Ha-ha.
He did it.
I covered up the number.
Ha-ha. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com or on the radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Or you can actually text L at
707-499-8999. And I do have a text, but, oh, she's going to call in. She called in. Never mind.
Oh. Or you can message us also on Facebook at Ask L, on Lim, and Lenny Matthews. So we're back with our program, and, oh, we have to talk about our sponsor.
Yes.
Jim, are you here? New Life Discovery Project. You there, Jim?
New Life I am here. Can
tell
you
us,
hear me?
Yeah. Tell us about your
project. So New Life Recovery Project is a new program that is starting up. We'll actually be launching and starting services on May 1st. We provide housing, counseling, life skills development, job, career stuff, and it's a residential program, but we really believe in meeting people where they're at. You know, it's not a set, you have to be here for X number of months or days or weeks. The program's really designed to meet people where they're at and to help them discover a new life.
And
can you give the name one more time?
New Life Discovery Project.
Perfect.
And how can anybody get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at 530-999-8345.
Perfect.
And again, that's 530-999-8345.
All right. Well,
and Tim, I am so excited about this because we need you so badly here. Shasta County needs you so badly.
We are so excited about it. We all are got on the board.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do need this program.
Yes. Desperately.
So, well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. We actually have a caller. You want to take her first? You want to say something?
No, that's how we're calling.
All right,
she texted in first.
Okay. Well,
and now she's calling.
Joni!
Hey guys,
I'm going to
turn my volume down. Hi everybody, how you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good.
Joni, I want to offer my condolences about the passing of your father.
Oh, you
great man,
much, sweetie.
Great man.
Yeah, he was. He had a good long life. 95 years is a good run. So
wow. He's
at peace now.
Yeah.
But I was listening to. You're talking about guilt and shame and more so the guilt aspect of it. And having gone to Catholic school when I was young and even when I went to public school younger, you still had to go to catechism and you have religious lessons and make your first communion. And before you can make your first communion, you have to go to confession and you have to confess your sins. And I think there's a lot of Catholics in this country and in this world. And I think sin, you know, that whole idea of sin is kind of ingrained in people at a very young age. And it's not just Catholics because I taught next to a Jewish woman for many years who had all of these great pearls of wisdom, and one of which was, if you feel guilty, it just means your parents raised you right. So I think that, you know, it's across the board from even that older generation that sometimes guilt is kind of built into the culture, so to speak, and so we carry that a little bit into our adult lives, into other situations that we get into because we're kind of...
Fascinating point. It's a fascinating distinction. I'm trying to think about that as you're talking about it, Joni, because I don't have that experience. I wasn't raised with that kind of thing culturally, but I had things happen to me that created guilt and shame.
Right.
But you're just talking about just guilt. So if you didn't follow this rule, then you're guilty.
Right. Then you committed a sin. And I hated having to go into that little confessional booth and the priest would slide the thing over like you see in the movies and you'd have to, you know, say, you know, like you disrespected your parents this many times. And, you know, sometimes you just made stuff up, but you didn't want to tell them anything too juicy that you did.
So, so confession wasn't really confession.
And then you have the guilt of not being truthful with the confession.
And there's the shame.
Exactly.
There's a term, though, when you brought that up, there is a term, and I'm not Catholic, and I'm not, you know, I wasn't raised in any particular religion. I mean, I started going to church later in life, but there is a term that gets tossed around because I heard it growing up called Catholic guilt. I mean, I just now remembered it when you brought that up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we got a lot of that.
Well,
you
thank
know,
you.
Right through high school. So, you know, it's just a point that sometimes these impressions that you are made on you when you're young, you don't realize how much of that you carry into your adult life.
We don't realize it. They're so subconsciously embedded. Yeah.
Through those colored glasses and have those triggers as when you were young. So,
well, thank you. You just brought up an amazing point.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joni.
Yeah, interesting.
And we love you.
Well, Well, we love you too, and I'll be listening here.
All right, dear.
Faithful listener, Joni.
Bye, Joni.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Ron.
So if you're just joining our show, you probably got the gist of what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about shame. And I am telling you that relationship between guilt and shame, that's almost splitting hairs. Like it's hard to differentiate those two terms, but we're going to focus on the one shame. You were about to say something.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that Joni brought up a different form of guilt that we experience in our younger years. And that's a guilt we're raised with by a standard of living our parents give us. However, tonight we were prefacing guilt and shame that happens as a trauma.
Yeah.
So it's cool that she brought that up because it's still guilt.
I mean, it brings up a question for me. Like, is the guilt that she's talking about, because we opened the show with the kind of guilt that actually serves a positive purpose. It keeps you in line. It, you know, it's what makes you obey the rules. I mean,
and that would be the parent guilt thing. But
since I've moved to Reading, I can't tell you how many times I've run a red light. What is up with this town? But I feel so embarrassed and guilty when I do it. But I don't
feel that's because you're not supposed to run the red light.
So I'm just saying, and I'm not expecting an answer around this. But I'm wondering, is that the kind of guilt that we're talking about that serves a good purpose? Or
yes,
or it can go too far.
But I think the trauma guilt is the one that is tough.
That's a whole nother ball game because that is abuse in some form.
Exactly.
Being imposed on you that you're carrying the responsibility for.
Exactly.
So my little Harlow, he's three.
Oh, Harlow.
So when I scold him or, you know, that's bad, something you did or whatever.
Yeah.
He could look down like this. Is that shame, guilt, feel bad?
It's his little conscience because he's born innocent and he knows he's learning right from wrong, I think.
Could be.
And
that's a good question.
So that's the
and he loves you, and
he disappointed you. Disappointment is crushing, but you can reconnect those ties.
Well, that's where parents, teach kids.
Yeah.
Shame, guilt.
But you know, but then you.
I think it's the same though.
It's case by case. And here's the thing. I love what Gabor Mate says. He says trauma is not about what happened to you. It's about what happened inside of you as the result of an event. So that he could be so sensitive, like we talked about last week, Harlow could be so sensitive that your disapproval could shock his system and on some level feel a bit like a trauma to him. So, man, you know, it's a tough one. That's why I say you got to reconnect those strings.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make it hard.
You're a bad person, Ron Lambert.
Just curious.
Meanie.
Right. So, you know, when we're too young to process and understand what's happening, and it's got an abusive component to it, and abuse can be in many forms. Abuse can be not only what happened to you, but something that didn't happen to you. It can be what you didn't get that you should have got. Care. And I have a friend right now that said that he just had absolute neglect. And so it wasn't that he was directly abused, but he had just neglect. And
no
so,
love.
So, you know, with that neglect comes the belief system that you're not enough. You're not worthy. You have no value. And
great point.
Yeah. So, you know, and then what happens is we build stories. So we build, as we're kids, we begin to build a story around the events that are happening. And I'm going to hold off on this because we're getting ready to take a break. And we'll just lead into our break and pick this back up when we come back from our break.
I'm running and I won't touch down. Oh no, I've got to keep on moving. Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Elle, and
this is Coco. We're doing this in the wrong order, but we seem to be missing someone.
Ron's missing.
And Ron's taking his time, so I'm filling in.
So I'm Coco.
He's stuck.
He's hopping.
Oh, here we go.
What happened?
What? You tell us. Where were you?
Oh, I feel much better now.
Okay, we
did not know that.
Oh, is that too much information?
A little bit.
Oh, a little bit. Where are we? You just came back?
Yeah, I just said, hi, this is Elle. And
This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle show. I'm back. And
Coco's been introduced already.
Yes, introduced herself.
So if you'd like to call in and chat with us, we'd love for that to happen. The number here is 530-605-4567. You can also listen to us at KCNR1460.com, or you can even go there and listen to some of our archives from our past programs. And let's talk about our sponsor.
Yeah.
New Life Discovery Project. Are you there, Tim?
I am.
Oh, good. Tell us about your program.
So the New Life Discovery Project is a program that helps people who have been alienated or, you know, disconnected from the community because of addiction, homelessness, incarceration. We provide kind of a whole life service, housing to programs and education, job development, career development, you know, really to kind of help people kind of get back on track, reconnect with the community, reconnect with families. So
very good. Oh, how do we get hold of you?
Oh, our number is 530-999-8345.
Whose number are you giving out, Tim? Can you give it one more time?
So 530-999-8345.
All right.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, Tim. You're such a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, we're back.
We are back, and if you want to text in on my number.
I just want to see if we could talk about the 10 reasons, things that you shouldn't do with chopsticks when you use chopsticks. But
what were you doing when you were gone?
I was just Googling stuff, and I thought.
We're not talking about chopsticks.
Well, it's interesting anyway.
It was interesting. We had dinner.
There's 10 things you shouldn't do with chopsticks. Okay. It's rude. Okay, sorry. I got sidetracked there.
That was a that Where was were we? Topical whiplash is what that was. So where we were, if you're just joining our show, tonight's a little unconventional, but not totally. We are talking about shame, and we're focusing on the kind of shame that really is a result of trauma. And so it becomes embedded in your psyche, and it creates psychic imprints. And so you carry around this shame as a belief system. You're too young to really process this kind of trauma. And again, you can't measure it by the event. You have to measure it by how the event impacted you. You know, what kind of shock did it create for your body when you're too young to process it? So we're going to, we're going to switch now, because we're establishing shame. We're establishing that we feel shame, and it's this overriding sense that we carry with us all the time that we're not enough, we're not worthy, I've deserved the things that have happened to me, I'm no good, nothing ever good is going to happen to me, or we sabotage our situations, and it's just this overall feeling of we're not enough, don't belong, don't deserve to be here. And then what happens is our thoughts become stories. And so because we're thinking it, you know, we have our brain, and our brain is doing its function of repeatedly trying to prove what you believe is true. So we, you know, the thoughts that something must be wrong with me, something's happening to me. And so with our brain doing this, and I'm sorry, I'm sounding a little choppy because I'm reading on my notes. I really want to make sure that I got this point across, that what happens with our brain, and I'm going to go over in just a minute, I'm going to go over some of the rules of the brain, and they're fascinating. I learned them when I was doing the rapid transformational therapy. And then, you know, after that, we'll cover like what you can do about trying, you know, ways to heal. But, oh, I can't remember the doctor that came up with this. Well, I'll try to get it on for the next break. But what she says is that our brain, what happens, is going to seek out situations and people. So once we have this trauma, once we have this belief system, once we have this shame, then what our brain does is it's like a heat-seeking missile to situations and people that recreate the emotional experience we had as children. And I think that's so profound. It's the emotional experience that is our addiction, so to speak. So we are repeatedly putting ourselves in a self-confirming sort of way in situations that recreate the emotional experience that we had as children. So if you go back to your childhood and how you predominantly felt, we can start to realize that we've been attracting situations and persons that give us the same emotional experience that we had when we were a kid. I think that's so profound. That's not mine, but Dr. Shamani, that's who it is. She came up with that. We continue to tell ourselves the same story over and over again. And so I wanted to go over some of the rules of the brain, because the brain serves a purpose. Our brain is trying to keep us alive. That's its job. The brain's job is to keep you alive. It does it on a subconscious level. It does it on an autonomic level, and you're not even thinking about it. So I'm going to jump into some of those rules tonight. And so one of them is that every thought that you think causes a physical reaction and an emotional response within you, and that's why stress can kill you. It's creating a physical response. Your imagination. Okay, so the brain, you know what, I'm going to get off this list. Here's the function of the brain, is that it's going to do exactly what it thinks you want it to do. The first function, exactly what it thinks you want it to do, that's what it's going to do. The second thing is it's going to move you away from pain to relief or even pleasure, but typically it's moving you away. The brain's job is to move you away from pain, get you away from that, move you into a place of safety, move you into relief, move you into pleasure. The second job is to, it responds to the pictures in your head, the words that you say to yourself, and the pictures that you make in your head. And then there's one more, Oh, this is a big one. And this is probably, you know, this one is so important to the healing process. Is the brain likes what's familiar. It likes to stay in what's familiar. So really, in order to make changes, we have to understand what it is that we're wanting to change. And then we have to begin to make what's unfamiliar become familiar. So, you know, that process, we're going to get into that a little bit on what do we do. Once I get my notes here. So what do we do to get better? How do you begin to deal with the shame? And one of the first things that we have to do is we have to figure out what the root cause of the shame is. So someone comes in and they're like, man, I feel ashamed. And a lot of times I'll ask people, where are you feeling it in your body? Talk to me about it. And give me an idea. How is this problematic for you? And once they paint a picture, then the picture might be like, I don't feel like I deserve, something. So then whatever it is, if you can figure out the root cause, so it's not the thing that we're embarrassed of that's the root of the shame. It's actually the message that we got. So the root cause is going to be what's the message that you got at some point that you weren't wanted or you weren't good enough and that you weren't doing enough. And what I do a lot of times with people, Lenny, is I will ask them, what's the first time you can remember having this feeling? What's the feeling that you have right now, going back to what Dr. Shimani says, you know, recreating the emotional experience that we had when we were kids. And we go back to, and some people can't. They just can't let themselves go back there.
Too painful.
Too painful, or what happens is if a child has experienced events repeatedly or for too prolonged a period of time, they shut down.
Yeah, block it out.
They shut down, and that shutting down, you know, it exists on a spectrum. It can just be shutting down emotionally. They no longer know how to access their emotions. It can go as far as dissociation. So that can be out of body experience. You and I both have had those experiences from trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It can be just a feeling of not feeling comfortable in your own skin, and just a distancing, sort of a distancing from the situation. It's kind of challenging to explain, but if you're experiencing it, you know what we're talking about.
Right.
So if people have dissociated in some way, they've shut down. And this was an issue that I had to deal with as a child. I had to learn to what it meant to begin to feel. And for me to be able to do that, I had to be able to center myself and start to identify things such as sad, glad, mad, scared. Sad, glad, mad, scared, or a combination of both. And I just started it that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling, that was the best I could do. That was the most I could identify. But begin to identify, once you can begin to identify, and because what we're trying to do is we're trying to reconnect you to yourself. We're trying to reconnect, you know, it's a human experience. And so we disconnect from ourselves. And then we disconnect from having a life that we feel like we deserve to have. Then we do things like use substances to take away the pain. So being able to identify the root cause, not an easy process. And, of course, I would, you know, strongly suggest being able to do this with somebody that can help you do it. In fact, what I really want to do is I want to get a list of local counselors that would be willing to put their name in a hat that we can kind of say, hey, this counselor does this counselor does that. If you're listening, if you're a counselor, please get a hold of us and let us know what you do, what your profession is, and we can include you so people can find you.
So you're suggesting if people really want to do the work, finally, on their guilt and shame, understand it, understand where it came from and what they can do about it. Start with a professional, licensed professional.
And some people can't do that. And I understand that because I couldn't.
So what did they do then?
Well, they can begin these steps, which
okay.
is begin to, there's, and, you know, there's wonderful tools on, accessible now through YouTube, relaxation techniques, but just begin to ask yourself when, oh, it's break time. Okay. I will finish this when we come back from a break. And yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Take a load off, man.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ron Lynn, co-host of the Ask L radio talk show about relationships. And we have here also our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
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 So, for those of you just tuned in, we would like you to call us with suggestions, input, whatever you want to do, at 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message us at Facebook at Ask Al, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews. And our sponsor is New Life Discovery Project. We have Tim here to tell you a little bit about that project. Tim?
I am here.
Oh, good.
Hi, Tim.
You know, just before the break, Lenny, you know, asked a question about if, you know, what do you do if you can't afford professional counseling, right? And a lot of the people that were here to help, you know, homeless people with addiction, you know, they don't have a lot of resources. So one of the things they can do is they can give us a call.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Come and talk to us, and
yeah.
We can help them find the resources or get them, you know, started on a path to healing.
Oh, that's awesome,
Tim. I love it. Perfect.
So give us that number, that saving number.
It is fine. It is 530-999-8345.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And again, that's 530-999-8345.
Okay, so thank you so much.
You're going
you're
to, the New Life Discovery Project is going to be able to deliver help and hope
yes.
for a lot
yes.
of
yes.
areas. That's awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. We're back.
We are back, and we are talking about shame tonight, and shame that is a result of trauma, not the kind of shame because you did something and you're embarrassed and that, but trauma. And Lenny.
Good old Lenny.
Yeah. Yeah, she.
I want to know what people are going to do about this if they finally get to a point in their life where they're ready to understand it, identify it, know where it came from, and how to heal.
Yes.
Give them hope and healing.
Yes. And very good. I mean, it's good that you brought that point up because, first of all, we are not suggesting that we are any kind of replacement for getting actual medical help. We recommend that first and foremost, but if you, the first point that I made was to figure out the root cause, try to go back the first time that you experience this, get to the root cause. You may need help doing that. You may need to, in fact, I recommend it doing that with a counselor. If you can't, if you don't have access to a counselor, Tim left his number. And then once you go back to what the root cause is, you can begin to ask yourself, what were the messages that you heard?
Right.
What are some of the things that you heard? If you can go back and you remember what that person was saying to you or what that person did to you and what that made you feel like, you can begin to shift, because this is what we were saying with the brain. You have to begin to shift the brain from it, the story that it's familiar with, and that takes time. None of this is a shortcut, but it takes time. But the beginning is ask yourself, and this is what I had to do with myself. I'm sharing my own process.
Right.
Is asking, okay, this is the message that I got from that person. Is it true?
Good.
Were the people that I got that message from, are they trustworthy? Are they people whose advice I'd take today?
Right.
Were they traumatized? Were they injured
people? Interesting.
So maybe they were wrong. And so as I started to assess the people that were in my world where I got these messages from, I started to be able to realize, oh, wait a minute, they were wrong. And I've been living by this belief system because I thought they were amazing. And this is kind of like it, bridge statements. I love this. A bridge statement is, because it's hard for us sometimes to jump from, you know, changing your thinking to go from, I'm strong and I'm courageous. I don't know. It can be challenging. Your mind's going to fight you on it. That's not familiar. But a bridge statement is like, for example, say, you know, I know I had a client that said, everything I do is wrong. I screw up everything. I fail at everything. And I said, are you willing to be open to the possibility that you don't screw up everything? That bridge statement is what it's doing is it's opening your mind to receive more information because you have to kind of trick your mind a little bit, get it ready to receive information.
I'm confused.
Okay.
So.
If you are, then other people are, so thank you.
Okay. Is this where I learned a little bit of skill was called self-talk, number one, in your head. And number two, your self-talk, if you notice, is it negative or positive? And then I would actually, I had so much negative self-talk that I would manifest it into my day because I believed that, man, I always screw up. I never do anything right. I'm not good enough. Why is my luck always so bad?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pay attention and change my self-talk to positive.
Yes.
And start believing. It's make it till you fake it till you make it.
Yes.
I didn't believe that I was enough, but I at least had to start there with my negative self-talk.
And a lot of people can't do that. I was one of those people that couldn't do that. I couldn't jump right into, I'm okay, I love myself, I'm good. I couldn't jump into that because my belief systems are so formidable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very determined person that I couldn't outsmart myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I could accept a bridge statement. So I could say, I'm open to the possibility that those messages were wrong. And then suddenly the mind opens.
Love that.
And it's ready to receive a shift. For me, that works because I can believe that.
Sure.
I'm open to the possibility that those messages that I got as a kid were wrong. I'm open to thinking differently. I'm open to letting information, you can see how my mind works. I'm open to letting new information in. I'm open to the possibility that.
I love that.
Yeah, isn't it? That works for me. And this is helpful because, you know, when I'm doing hypnotherapy with people, and there's no magic to hypnotherapy, it's really just getting into a relaxed state, alpha state, brainwave state, so that it relaxes your conscious mind as your part that's fighting you with. Any
right.
of the, you're trying to get new beliefs into your subconscious, the conscious mind is fighting you. So hypnotherapy is a way of, EMDR too, EMDR is phenomenal. In fact, EMDR can be quicker. And I know there's some people out there, if you want to give me your name and number on my Facebook page, I would be happy to share your information with people that contact me interested in this. But, hypnotherapy and EMDR are a way of I don't know how to explain it other than it's kind of disengaging the noisy voice that's fighting you on where you need to change.
Way.
Yeah. And then gets the message into the subconscious levels. And then another thing that I think is super important personally for me is compassionate self-inquiry. So compassionate curiosity about yourself, because we can judge ourselves. Oh, my God, I'm so stupid. I can't believe I did that. What is wrong with me? Oh, my goodness. I did that. I really did that. And then we beat ourselves up, and then we're reinforcing that shame again. And so what I do with myself is I have compassionate curiosity. So it...
What is that?
It looks like this to me is I will go, oh, that's interesting. I am feeling bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling shameful about that. Mm-hmm. So
why?
The fact that I want to go hide or I want to start justifying my
behavior.
Or
not telling anybody about it.
Yeah, keeping it a secret. If I start to observe... Oh, okay, that's interesting that I'm doing that. What's going on? What is the purpose of the hiding? I'm hiding, so why? What is the hiding? What problem is that trying to solve?
So are you saying that kind of thinking is compassionate because you're not blatantly beating yourself up?
You are not beating yourself
up. Okay, you've done something that, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. But you're not saying, you stupid idiot, why would you do something like
that? Yeah, I mean, recently I made some big blunders. And I'm like,
sure.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
And he laughs. And I can't believe you're not very compassionate.
Well, he's a guy, so.
But the compassionate inquiry,
thank you.
We make these blunders. I mean, it can be a financial blunder, you know, it whatever it is to you, and begin to ask yourself, okay, why did I do that? What was that behavior? And I look at it as a behavior, and I look at that behavior, and I got this from Gabor Mate. He's wonderful. I got that concept from compassionate inquiry because he's always looking at a behavior as it's trying to solve a problem. So I'm getting the wrap it up sign. I guess I have time to...
Not much time.
So, the compassionate inquiry is just observing yourself, right. Being kind. So thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Yes.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.